You are listening to The World Cafe, and our live session today with Mike Ellison was recorded at WDET Radio in Detroit this past August. It was produced and mixed by Grammy-winning producer Don Was, who has worked with the Stones, the B-52s, Bonnie Raitt, and many others. He is the president of Blue Note Records. Was is a Detroit native and founder of the band Was Not Was of Walk the Dinosaur fame. He told us how WDET's Andalisi led him to discover Mike Ellison's music.
I just saw him for the first time. Andalisi took me to see him about 3 weeks ago at a big festival they have here called the Concert of Colors. And I was absolutely blown away by him, man, because it was, first of all, the depth of his vision. It requires so much. And then to pull it off, to actually get all these people in a room, and you know he can't pay him much, right? So to have everybody there because they want to be there and are willing to follow his direction, it's a huge feat. I really know what goes into it. I don't have the energy or the vision to do what he does. So I was very knocked out by him live. And going along with that was just the actual energy behind it. It's very much a Motor City phenomenon. You know, it captures that same Stooges MC5 energy. And then, of course, there's his content. He's positive. He puts good energy out there without being a square. You know, good music comes from suffering. So if you want to stress what's good, you have to be doubly eloquent.
While Mike Ellison is not originally from Detroit, he has made it his home since 1995. He's about to release a new album called Flightanium. I asked Mike about the concept of Afroflow, which was part of the concert Don Was saw when he discovered Mike.
There's an element to what we do called Afroflow, which means flowing from Africa, reminding people the roots of hip-hop, humanity, and other forms of music. So there are segments that we get into that speak of the Afroflow element.
You got to let us in on your history, though, because you are not Detroit born and raised. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
Okay. What's your story? Because I understand you were born in Ethiopia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very, very proud to say that. My father worked for the government at the time. And so I was born in Ethiopia. My family lived in the capital, Addis Ababa. And then, you know, we left. And then I was raised in Virginia, small town, Reston, Virginia. But all my family was from Queens, New York. I used to spend summers with my cousins there. And that's how I got exposed to hip hop music and culture. And from there, I attended the University of Virginia. I was all set to go into public relations and wear a suit and tie. Did that and just didn't feel fulfilled. And so when I came to Detroit, I was a suit. But there's so much beautiful music, art, and culture here that it literally transformed me into a full-time artist. And, you know, it's a tremendous badge of honor for me as an import to Detroit to be able to call myself a Detroit musician and be recognized and respected by my peers as such.
Amen. Well, tell you what, why don't you guys do a piece here, and then we'll find out more.
Okay, sounds good.
What do you want to start off with?
We're going to start off with something we call Revive. A lot of talk about the state of Detroit right now, so we want to put a different spin on it, and that'll be the intro into a song called Surrender, which is a lead single off my forthcoming project.
Skull.
I was born in Abyssinia, brought up in Virginia, passed through the apple, slid up in the mitten, bruh, rolled up in the motor, then woke up from my creative coma, older to the coldest composers and dopest flowers, soldiers with the shoulders of Moses, a poet, a codem, struggling, hustling, muscle, love is the motive. I know the greatest poets in places where they be making mocha, they only show you thugs or bakers, so they're taking over. Bogus hocus, propaganda cameras can't control us, focus like invincible totus, you know them locusts, the deep promoted automotive ingenuity, but freedom, peace, and unity is soon to be the new big three. And you ain't said nothing new to me. Detroit is not dead. Nobody ever read the eulogy. Yeah, you see him representing Don Was and is still a Motor City legend. This is Mike Ellison. Now let's get it.
Page I failed at everything I ever endeavored to do. But one thing holds true. I'm a relentless failure. Let's go. I fail. That's where. Finally find your passion in life. You're buying blind, you don't ask the price. Just hold on the goal, so that was suffice. Only you know the sacrifice. So when the mind won't move and the water won't part, how can I prove what's on my heart? It don't pay rent, it don't come free, so it don't make sense to no one but me. Ain't slept in a week, I forget to eat. Get dressed and I leave with the stress of fatigue. Step in the street like I'm winning all the time. The thoughts of quitting never crossed my mind. Never crossed the line, but I ran the race. Exhausted and caught for the frantic pace. Paid my dues, stayed the course. Played it cool, still came up short. Rolled the dice with my soul and ice. No ace in the deck when I placed my bet. Knew the odds. Blew them off, took the risk. And when you look at this, huge debt, too few dividends. Few regrets, I would do this again. Then again, I'm running out of breath. Ain't nothing else left except one step now. That's where. And that's where. I held that pride. And it felt like hell, and it felt like hell. When I scratch, claw, bite, scream, crash, fall, climb, dream, tatted, scar, prepared my brains, laughing it off to hide my pain. The factors are wrong, cannot complain when the masses are poor and die in vain. What's so important about my aim? My objective, or Michael's name. From my perspective, the cycle of fame will drive you psycho, it's like some game. First you start to see success, then you begin to see the lights. Once you start to read your press, then you begin to believe the hype. Once you begin to attract new friends, you lose a few that you knew back when. Then you begin to abuse yourself, grab new habits, lose your wealth. That's when the cats who gassed you up, smack you down, pass you up. That's why I pray for a dive in the booth, that I live for the day, die for the truth, and I'll be the proof. Ain't nothing else left when you run out of breath, except one step. I fail. And I swear. It felt like hell. So I surrender. I fail when I tried it my way. Now I remember. When I fail, you tried to guide me. I never let you. I'm a rock, hit 'em all. I'm a rock, hit 'em with the ball. Yeah, Jay Kennedy, what you got for me? Jay Kennedy, can you play for me? Come on. Where you at, Ross? Where you at, Ross? Where you at? Let's go, Ross. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Surrender and Revive, two pieces that will be part of the Flightanium project that our guest today, Mike Ellison, is going to drop sometime.
Soon.
Good. That is great. I wanted to maybe take, you've got such ease as an MC. I'd like to kind of find out more about your history with that, because I was reading some things about the Cafe Mahogany here.
Yes.
And was that one of the first places that you did spoken word?
It was. I like the fact that you make the distinction, though, when you say MC. So I appreciate that. It was Cafe Mahogany. There were really a few institutions or venues that helped break me out of what I call a creative coma, which mm-hmm. is what I was in. One was Cafe Mahogany, open mic night. It was a legendary venue here, and that gave me a platform. The other was the Detroit Repertory Theater. You know, I'm an actor, and I've been acting for quite some time, but it was Detroit Repertory Theater that truly introduced me to the craft of acting. And those two elements combined woke me up out of this creative coma. And then collaborating with the Charles H. Wright Museum and, you know, just over time, grinding, playing for free, paying to get on certain venues, hitting the open mic nights, opening for whomever, whenever, however. And, you know, just through the grind, as they say, one victory leads to another.
Where did your love of language come from? When did it start?
That's funny that you say that. My love of language, I believe it started in Ethiopia because we had a woman who lived with us who was like a second mother to me, as a lot of foreign nationals do. My family was not wealthy, but they assigned a foreign national. And her name was Ethiopia. Uh-huh. And she spoke Amharic to me, which is a very melodic and poetic language. And my mother said when I came back to the States as a toddler, I didn't respond to English at first. And then she had my father speak to me in Amharic, and I responded. I like to say they robbed me of my mother tongue because, you know, they didn't teach me the language as I grew older. But I think that's where it started. It planted the seed. And then probably like Dr. Seuss, man. Those Cat in the Hat, you know, those Cat in the Hat books were heavy, man. They had some rhymes going on there.
Absolutely, absolutely. can you talk a little bit more about the woman Ethiopia, your Ethiopian mother? Because it's kind of an amazing story about what happened with you and her.
Yeah, my family was, you know, when we left Ethiopia, it was during turbulent times. And this woman Ethiopia was, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you might consider her like a nanny, but she was part of the family, and we were very close. And when we left Ethiopia, you know, my mother says we're at the airport, and it was like a death because she loved her as well. And Tobia, as we called her, was holding me and would not let go. And my mother couldn't take me out of her arms. And she had to ask a friend, please, you know, go get my son. I can't take him away from her. And so when we got back to the States, there was a lot of turmoil. My mother used to write, and after a while, the letters stopped, you know, Tobia stopped responding to her letters. So for years, we didn't know what happened to her, and I always grew up with these stories. And my mother would say, well, you have two mothers, you know, your Ethiopian mother loved you so much, and she'd show me pictures and just, you know, Tobia this, Tobia that. So when I was a little kid, I would tell my mother, one day I'm going to go back to Ethiopia and find her. And, you know, when you're a kid, they laugh at you, oh, that's cute. And then as a teenager, I would say that. The best thing that my birth mother, Diane Ellison, did for me was my whole life, she said, you're my Ethiopian child. You're my African child. You were born in Ethiopia for a purpose. I don't know what it is, but you were. And so as I always held on to that. Fast forward to living here in Detroit, and I volunteered for some organizations that were doing healthcare work in Ethiopia and growing as a musician. And I put together a song that combined a little bit of R&B, hip-hop, and traditional Amharic music called Everything Will Be All Right. Recorded it here in Detroit. Took it to Ethiopia, and as part of this medical mission, I was performing and doing outreach. Ended up on Ethiopian television, had a picture of Tobia, Ethiopia formerly, and showed a picture of her, told the story, and they aired it. And we gave the song to one DJ and some children in a beautiful part of Ethiopia called Lalibela, and we shot a video with an Ethiopian filmmaker, and that was it. I went back home, you know, and this is before Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, and then people started emailing me saying, oh, people really love your song here. And I thought, okay, great. Well, the song became a hit and the video became a hit. And then on Ethiopian television, they would play the video and my interview talking about my Ethiopian mother. She saw it. People were calling her saying, your son's on TV looking for you. And then she called into the producer and he screened hundreds of people pretending to be her, identified her with some information I'd given him, and reunited us. 6 months later, I come back to Ethiopia. The entire country is singing this song, and they're all stopping me at the airport. And they call me Mickey there. Yo, Mickey, did you find your mom? Did you find your mom? And I tell you, you know, your mother. And it was beautiful, man.
That's just amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And how's she doing?
She's doing great. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's... Ethiopia, like the rest of Africa, is not what they show you on television. I mean, yes, there is immense poverty, but there's also immense wealth and beauty and history and culture. It's a beautiful landscape. It's not a dry, barren desert like they make you think. So not everybody there is, you know, is suffering through doom and gloom. It's a beautiful, rich country. And it changed the course of my life. It changed my value system. It changed the way I approach music. It changed the way I approach people. And Ethiopia has given me more than I could ever, you know, return to the country.
Our Sansa Place Detroit session with Detroit-based hip-hop artist Mike Ellison and his band, produced by Don Was at WDET Studios, continues with this performance of the song Get Into This.
Good. Let's go back to the roots. Come up, people say, get into this. World Cafe, get into this. Ross Kente, get into this. G on that djembe, get into this. Yeah, live from Detroit. When you see Mike on the mic, is he cooler, is he calmer, is he Muhammad Ali when he refused Vietnam? We talk about conviction, we ain't all about fiction. It's stupid, it's smooth, the dude is proven to be fixing. Listen, we die for dollars, hollering death before dishonor. I gotta honor the dead that bred my persona. I'm a water sign, I store the rhymes like Lisa Barber. That's my homeland, I'm grown man, the Don Dada mama. I made you proud, look now, we on the way. Future looking more beautiful than no decay. Ain't no other way that I know, we just some big kids trying to be what Biggie was before we go with big ears. Now let's get into this, get into this, get into this. Now let's go now, get into this, get into this, get into this thing. Debates about the greats create a lot of hype. It's not too late to set it straight. The best to rock a mic. It's not how you think. It's gotta be Dr. King. Cause nothing that a rapper drop will ever top. I have a dream. I have a team and a mission and a vision and a theme. Never listen to skeptics or pessimism. Just let it hit them like the great Fela Kuti. This is a continuum, so Chi, give it to me now. My duty is to move you to step towards intelligence. Cause I newly maneuvered through the depth of my ignorance. I sing a sentence to send us a different message. The sinners to senators mixing messages to mess with us. And I don't flow for no street credibility, cause the streets need hope more than I need credibility. Listen, this ain't about credibility. Our babies need hope out here. Now let's go.
Let's get into this, get into this, get into this thing.
Let's go.
Let's get into this, get into this, get into this thing.
Let's go. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey. Classic great beats for the B-boys and B-girls of the world. I know you're out there. Before breakbeats, DJs and turntables, there were drum beats, elders and Aesop fables. Before executive MCs and record labels, the world's greatest griots were flowing in the cradle. So let's go back to the roots. And take it back to the truth. Yeah, we going back to the roots. Before they had us in the booth. Amira and my brother Jay Kennedy, this Velcro. It's well known. My mama grew up in the projects. Got three of us through college. We are the products of a progress. As a consequence, I promise never to drop that over the top. Look what I got, nonsense. Coming from the soul, my grandmother shovel gold. Potholes in the street, for hot stoves to blow heat. The woman got home fatigue, but put a pot on the feed. 5 hungry C's plus 3 neighbors who need. 5 hungry C's plus some neighbors in need. See, these roots is quite deep. Well, you knew me as Mike E. Mike Ellison of my development into an MC. But never let men and women die so you can be free. But never let men and women die so I can be me. I know the facts on which I stand and exactly who I am. The afterlife of sacrifice and massive strife. So as a word, we have to write and pass the mic to that enlightened young titan crafting words. After Mike, and that's right, y'all. That's why we have to fight to get it right, y'all. I said after Mike, and that's right, y'all. That's why we have to fight to get it right. One love to DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, Africa Bambaataa, and all the pioneers. They the reason we here. Yeah, we going back to the roots and take it back to the truth. Yeah, before they had us in the booth. Take it back to the roots. Chi Amira, won't you tell them who we are? My brother Chi Amira, get on that drum, bro. Tell them who we are. Let's go now. Yeah.
to the roots. Ah, we going back to the truth. Yo, we going back to the roots. Ah, we going back to the truth.
Mike Ellison live on the World Cafe today. We're coming to you live from WDET in Detroit as part of our Sense of Place Detroit. Mike, talk a little bit about Detroit and how people are feeling about the city right now, because one of the reasons we wanted to come here was because of people like you, and a lot of other people we're hearing about are doing really, really interesting things in the city. Mm-hmm. And sort of are able to do that because there might be space for them to do it now, I can put it that way. But then the world, you hear about a lot of negative things happening here. And what's it like to be here?
It's inspiring to be here. You know, as I mentioned to you before, I came here as a suit, not to disparage that, you know, anyone who wears a suit. But, you know, I put on a suit every day. And the artistry is so beautiful here that it transformed me into an artist. You know, there's no question the city has had some challenges, and you know, there are people who are probably more versed politically who could speak to that than I. But what I can tell you is that, you know, there are pockets of beauty. There's a whole landscape of beauty and culture and history, and people who are not, you know, they're not sticking their head in the sand. They're not moping and walking around like everything is doom and gloom. There are people who are positive and upbeat and very happy to be here. It can be challenging, like any place, but this is a resilient city. And, you know, people can be very territorial when you talk about Detroit proper, you know, 8 Mile. Because of Eminem in the movie, every, you know, member of my family or friends who come here, the first thing they want to see is 8 Mile. So you have Detroit proper, and there's a core here, but it radiates out. And if you approach whatever it is you do with sincerity, the people will embrace you, and they will root for you and cheer for you. I'm here because a Detroit native and the biggest supporter of independent music in our city, Andalisi, was a champion of my music. You know, if not for Andalisi, I'm not sitting here talking to you. That's Detroit.
Mike Ellison is with us today on the cafe, and what do you want to finish up with?
We want to finish up with a song called Stepping Into Destiny, coming on the heels of our discussion about Detroit. We don't allow outside forces to determine our path and tell us what our destiny is. And so it's about claiming your own destiny, not just for Detroit, for Philadelphia, for Chicago, for all the urban cities, for everybody out there who's struggling and facing some challenging times in our country. We just want to give them a positive vibe and say, hey, you know, claim your destiny, step into your destiny.
Each one reach one, teach the young and keep it fun. Tell them we can leave the gun. All we need is peace and love. And if you believe as we believe, and all my people keep it up, we stepping into destiny. What's the game plan, Rain Man? We holding up the D.
If I can figure it out, then I would. Am I living it out as I should?
Come on.
You ain't living with doubt, and that's good.
Say what?
That's good.
Say what?
You stepping into destiny.
Chasing a goal can take a toll on your soul. Plus you pay with time, which is greater than gold. I paved the road with expression, depression, and happy times. I sung a lot of songs, I wrote some bad rhymes. Grabbing lines from classic Donny Hathaway. Just want a classic that'll last when I pass away. Once a castaway with Tom Hanks' pedigree. Backstabbers laughed at me, God thanks you rescued me. Yeah, and now the son of stolen legacies. The poet for the centuries, flowing over seven seas. I know I'm stepping into destiny, slowly but steadily, and I guess heaven's destiny.
If I could figure it out, then I would.
You know I would.
Am I living it out as I should?
Like I should.
You ain't living with doubt, and that's good.
Well, alright.
That's good.
Well, alright.
You're stepping into destiny.
Now what we want and what we need seem to standardize. So it's been deemed that desire divides man from God. I find God, atheists claim the craziest on earth. Worship God, but disbelief is still a belief for what it's worth. And what is our work's purpose? To purchase treasures and such? Compare items to ideals and they never measure up. And thus, instead of depending on spending and never-ending loans, everything I own is in my energy and chromosomes. I can't ever let those economic woes stress me. I've been invested in myself, it's how you build wealth correctly. Yeah, I know I'm stepping into destiny, slowly but steadily, and the Motor City's blessing me.
If I could figure it out, then I would.
You know I would.
Am I living it out as I should?
Like I should.
You ain't living with doubt, then that's good.
Say what?
That's good.
Say what?
You're stepping.
together, let's sing, y'all.
Da 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 da.
My personal missteps projected hurtful effects on others, so it'd be selfish if I held no regrets. And yet I learned the most from the worst mistakes I made in the midst of insanity, ignorance, and vanity. Candidly, can it be my comfort with addiction? The luxury of living in this abundance and richness. More food than I consume, more gear than I wear. Long shower, shampoo, conditioner in my hair. Aware that the conditions others live in isn't fair, so yeah. I often wrestle with the question, am I doing the best with heaven's blessing? Lord, I don't know.
If I could figure it out, then I would. Now am I living it out as I should? You ain't living with doubt, and that's good, and that's good. You're stepping into destiny. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Come on. La da 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 da. La da. Stepping into destiny. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Stepping into destiny.
Showtime, no, we stepping into destiny. My man Steve, no, we stepping into destiny. Shep on that bass, we stepping into destiny. Jay Kennedy, stepping into destiny. Chi Amira, we are stepping into destiny. Ross Kente, stepping into destiny. Andalisi, no, we stepping into destiny. It's Mike Ellison, we stepping into destiny. Rain Man, stepping into destiny. I wanna say one love to David Dine World Cafe for shining a beautiful light on our city, our music, and our culture. Endless love to Alex, Nate, all the people at WDET for making this happen. My name is Mike Ellison. We stepping into destiny.
Step into destiny as we finish up our session today with Mike Ellison and this great band. Music that will, a great bunch of this will be out on that the new album Flightanium, and let us know as soon as that's ready to drop. We'll let people know about that.
Absolutely. I appreciate the love, and thank you for shining a positive light on our city and our music and our culture.
Mike Ellison, part of our Sense of Place Detroit here on the World Cafe.